This is WRMI, Okeechobee Flat.
Episode 115. I am your host. Thanks for tuning in this week. This week's intro tune is by Dave Edmonds, a song called Black Bill from 1970. It's a B-side to his big hit, I Hear You Knocking. Got lots of great music for you tonight. A bunch more 7-inches from all over the place. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the show.
right. Never in the sleepless nights. I've been accepted as an everyday thing. While you're trapping, kidnapping.
Will the Russians push the button?
I tell you, people, I thought the days have got to change.
You're saying, I'm in the strongest voice on this earth.
But to me, he's the most surpassing love in the world.
Siamo che fa poco, che fra poco la nostra.
Are You There? Kind of. That was Sandy Shaw with a song called Come Bella La Sera. Yeah, as I said, it's in Italian, but Sandy Shaw is actually from the UK. She put out a few albums out in the UK. She didn't make much of a splash over here, but she did better in Europe. And she sang in a bunch of languages besides Italian, also French, German, and Spanish. And also, the guy who composed this song is actually another UK expat who was working in Italy. Originally, he was in a band called The Rokes, a British invasion band that was big in Italy and only Italy. This guy name was Shel Shapiro. He stuck around in the UK and composed more music for other Italian singers, including non-Italian singers singing in Italian. How about that? Before that was a crazy song from The Temptations with a Swahili title, Ungena za Ulimwengu, which has a translation. What is it? Unite the World. This was The Temptations song from the early 70s. Pretty crazy song. The intro wouldn't tell you that it's a Temptations song at all. And I started off the set there with a punk rock new wave song from a group called The Reds. That song was called What You Doing to Me, and this was on their self-titled LP from 1979. And it looks like it also came out as a single. A&M, their record label in the U.S., dropped them after that first record, but they put out two more records that were only available in Canada. I'll have to keep an eye out for those. All right, let's change gears with some reggae. Here's Slim Smith. Thank you.
More for you shortly. That was the Sugar Hill Gang, and that was their cover of Apache. Yeah, it looks like they didn't sample that amazing Apache record from the incredible Bongo Band. Looks like they re-recorded it. Those bongos don't sound exactly the same as the well-known Apache. Before that was a song from Buffy St. Marie, a Canadian, indigenous Canadian, originally from Saskatchewan, I believe. That song was called Better to Find Out for Yourself on the Vanguard record label, and this came out in the 60s. Yeah, I wish there was a better fidelity on the backing band there, but yeah, pretty crazy song by Buffy St. Marie. And I started off the set there with some early reggae, some kind of rock steady stuff from Slim Smith, kind of obtuse cover of Will You Still Love Me, mostly lyrically, I guess. Yeah, and like I mentioned, I'll have some more kind of boogie jams for you. I put together another staple together mega mix. This one starts off with a group called Will to Power. famous. This is a music show mega mix. Let's see who is in that one. First, we heard from Will to Power, a song called It's Gonna Rain, or Says It's Gonna Rain. Then after that was Not Was, a dinosaur song. Remember that? This is an earlier song of theirs from 1981. That song was called Out Come the Freaks. And freaks were a pretty common topic in the early to mid 80s in a lot of disco boogie songs and breakdance songs as well. And after that, we heard from The Whispers. That song was called And the Beat Goes On. I was good to hear that song again. It had been a while since I'd heard that one. And the last song in that mega mix was the SOS Band, a song called Borrowed Love. And that was on their LP, 1986 LP called Sands of Time. Yeah, there's some cool tracks on this. The last song on here, on the A side, I mean, is Nothing But the Best. I might play that one in the future. It's kind of got cool, wonky synths in there. All right, let's kick back a little bit after all that hard work. Here's John Handy. instrumental jams there for you. That last song was called Funk in Wagnall, and if memory serves, that's a riff on a dictionary publisher. And that was by Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. And this was a B-side to a single of theirs. It was a big hit called Don't Pull Your Love. You might recognize that title. Before that, they played another almost instrumental song. That was John Handy with a song called Hard Work. Yeah, I hope you're all singing along to the Hard Work song there. All right, I'll have some more music and some data for you very shortly, but before that, I would like to do some shout-outs. I got lots of great pictures decoded last week and posted to Twitter. Let's see here. drmna.info, Dana K6JQ, DJ Marcus McBee, Bobby WA5107SWL, Mitch KJ7CAT, Catface McMeow Meow out in California, Matt W0MDK, and Zach R in Alabama, all posting nice decodes. And also posting a great decode was Roger out in Germany, and he usually tries to track down the source of the image I send out each week, and last week's image was unfindable. Yes. And but Roger had a very good guess. It was a picture from a hi-fi headphone manufacturer advertisement, and that is correct. The full answer there is Koss. It's an ad from Koss headphones from sometime in the 70s. Yeah, good eye, Roger. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to Emergency Tucson listening in Vail, Arizona, and posting a couple of nice videos. Thank you very much, Emergency Tucson. I also heard from Radio Free Coyote listening to the show in Georgia on a PL380 Texan radio. That's awesome. Thanks for getting in touch. A few more shout-outs. Hello to Neil Neanderthal, Donnie K5BKR, Kawasaki AA Hachiyonmi, Mr. October, Weeds Up to My Knees, and Al WD4AH. I hope you're doing well, all of you. And a few more shout outs to my friends over at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid, Jeff, Mayor Fredis, Hiroshima, Daddy Dave, DJ Marcus McBee, and Dazman. Hello to everyone there at the hfzone.org chat group. Maybe I will see you in there right about now. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, I would very, very much love to hear from you. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. One more time if you caught some static. thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do the Twitter flavor of social media, I am there. My handle is This Is A Music Show, but no W on the end, S-H-O. And finally, a reminder to check out the thisisamusicshow.com website. One more time, thisisamusicshow.com. There's a website there waiting for you, and there's archives and links to the official This Is A Music Show shop, where you can buy t-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, and that's about it for now. All right, yeah, thanks to everyone who's ordered shirts so far, and extra special thanks to everyone who has sent over a bit of support. There's also a link on the thisisamusicshow.com website, or you can send over a couple bucks to help pay for airtime. If you got $5 to spare, it could sure go a long way, well, a little way, to find some more airtime here on WRMI. Please and thank you. It is very much appreciated. All right, let's do some more music before data. Here's some reggae from Marsha Griffiths.
Me so sure as day.
From Marsha Griffiths. That song was called Sweet Bitter Love. And this 7-inch, it doesn't have a date on it, but I'm guessing it came out in the late 70s, judging by the synth that you may have heard in the background there. All right, it is time for some data. It is MFSK64 text and an image, and it is backed by Burt Kampfert, a song called Living It Up from an LP of the same name. All right, here you go.
Thank you.
your MFSK 64 text and image for this week's program. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can also post your results over on Twitter and be sure to tag me in it. This is a music show, but no W on the end. And I will be sure to retweet you to all of my many hundreds of followers. All right, I have one last song for you this week, and it is going out to my wife. I dedicate it to my wife. It's by a group called The Stylistics. This song is called Ebony Eyes, and it's for you, Mrs. Host. All right, this was a music show, episode number 115. I am your host. Thanks so much for tuning in this week, and I hope you'll tune in again next week. See ya. Stay safe.